Getting diversity exactly backwards. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The story begins with hundreds of refugees from troubled countries being resettled in the small Georgia town of Clarkston, outside Atlanta. Emotions ran so high that when the refugees started playing soccer in a public park, the mayor banned soccer.
Dark-skinned kids speaking foreign languages assembled together made people look at what was changing about their town, and they didn't want it.
What happened next is the subject of Warren St. John's book, Outcasts United. Another immigrant, a woman from Amman, Jordan, who grew up playing soccer, got lost one day in Clarkston.
Took a wrong turn into a parking lot to turn around and saw a bunch of kids playing soccer on the asphalt.
She decided to stay and make the refugees into a soccer team. They called themselves the Fugees, and they were very good.
She took a group of kids from over a dozen countries, some of whom come from ethnic groups that have been warring with each other, and found a way to make them work together as a team.
And ended up demonstrating that all the talk about creating diversity by celebrating differences is exactly backwards.
One thing that I noticed that was very interesting about the Fugees is they almost never talk about their differences. They talk about soccer. They talk about the things they have in common.
Yeah.
And ultimately, and this is another one of the ironies, the coach of the team, she was teaching these kids personal responsibility, self-sufficiency, an intense work ethic.
Yeah.
Right. And the townsfolk were so fearful that they never got close enough to hear. Hey, she's teaching these kids the stuff we'd hope they learn.
Warren St. John, who calls his book Outcasts United, a refugee team, an American town. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.